Patient name. First name Lydia, L-I-D-I-A. Last name Franco, R-F-A-N-C-O. Date of birth, December 15th of 1960. Date of service, 1-17 of 2026. This is a 65-year-old female patient. She is here today. She presents with a complaint of bladder discomfort. This has been going on and off now for approximately 3 days. She describes it as no pain upon the actual urination, but when she gets done urinating, she feels some discomfort. And the discomfort seems to grow, however, very mildly as she goes throughout her day and the volume of urine increases in the bladder. Then when she finally urinates, there's a decrease in pressure. She has had this now for 3 days. She wants to be evaluated for this. She doesn't have any associated signs or symptoms, no real urinary urgency or increase in frequency. She denies any urine odor. She denies any flank pain. Other than this complaint, she feels fairly well. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or abdominal pain or activity intolerance. She carries on her normal everyday activities in normal form and fashion. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 131 over 63, pulse 78, respirations 18, temperature 98.1, O2 sat 99% on room air. Medication, she takes Fosamax for osteoporosis, allergies, none, family history of diabetes, medical history, osteoporosis, as mentioned above, period, new paragraph. Once again, she feels reasonably healthy. This complaint of the urinary fullness and bladder slight pressure is new onset for her, ongoing now for 3 days off and on, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. Regular rhythm, regular rate. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory pattern is observed. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. In particular, the lower abdomen, including the suprapubic area, there is no grimacing upon deep palpation, and she offers no complaint as I examine the abdominal area. Period, new paragraph. Muscular skeletal, plus 5 muscle strength in all extremities. Period, new paragraph. There is no lower extremity edema. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. We did a urine analysis, and it came back grossly normal. There is no blood, no hematuria, and no protein. pH was 5.5. No leukocytes or nitrates, period, new paragraph. This leads me to a conclusion of possibility of interstitial cystitis. So assessment is interstitial cystitis. We're going to prophylactically give her an antibiotic of Cipro 500 BID for 3 days and also a steroid pack to reduce any inflammation. She's going to monitor her symptoms, and she's going to return to clinic in 1 week for follow-up. I've reviewed plan of care with her. She's in agreement, and we'll see her again in 1 week.